I had something rolling around in my spirit. You know, we talked about inheritance on Sunday morning, and there's a lot of scriptures that we looked at, how that we are heirs of God, and of course we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And of course the scripture that we could look at is Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, where it says, "The Spirit itself," or himself, "beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Then verse 17, he says this, "And if children..." Verse 17, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ." Say it with me, "I'm an heir of God, and I'm a joint heir with Jesus." So this thought and this phrase kind of keeps rolling around in my heart and my mind. We have. You know, if you look at the scriptures, the in Christ scriptures, and you study a lot about your identification and who you are in Christ, one of the phrases that you'll come across repeatedly in the Word of God is not only in Christ, but in whom we have. For example, over, I think it's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "In whom we have boldness." Amen? We have boldness. It's something that we have. "He that hath the Son has life." Amen? So it's important to know what we have. In Christ, in our inheritance, we have boldness. Amen.
Amen.
And of course, the scripture also says that he that believeth hath. So I want to talk a little bit about what we have, and it'll get more clear to you as we go along. Let's look at a couple other scriptures. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, notice with me, "In whom," that is in Christ, "in whom we have." Everyone say, "We have." It says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood," through faith in his blood. How many of you have faith in the blood of Jesus? Absolutely. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." So we're not trying to be redeemed. The fact is we are already redeemed. Christ hath redeemed us. If he has redeemed us, then we have it now.
Yes.
Say it with me, "I'm redeemed right now."
I'm redeemed right now.
And that's good news.
Yeah.
And that's really important that we remind ourselves of that on a consistent basis, that we are the redeemed. Because there's a lot of things out there that will come against you to tell you you ain't. Yeah. But you is.
Yeah. He is.
And so that's why it's so important to let the redeemed of the Lord think so. It's good to think on your redemption, but it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." In other words, declare so, decree it, that you've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Amen?
Amen? And then another scripture over here and along the same lines is over in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12 and 13. We just had Thanksgiving, but how many of you know every day is a Thanksgiving day?
Yeah.
"Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us able," or meet, "to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." And we talked about this inheritance is for now, but also there is an inheritance for us later as well. And notice in verse 13, it says, "Who has," here again, "he has done this, he has delivered us from the power of darkness." Well, since he has, amen, we don't have to live in darkness any longer. We don't have to be yielding to demonic forces. We don't have to be afraid of the devil. Why? Because we have been delivered. Amen. Glory to God. "Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, translate us into the kingdom of his dear Son." And here it in, again, is "in whom we have." Read verse 14 with me. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin." We could say even the healing of our body, even the meeting of our financial need. Whatever you need, it belongs to you because you have redemption by faith in his blood. So let's take it a little step further. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 now. And notice with me in verse 11. It says, "In whom," again, that's Christ, "in whom also we're trying to get our inheritance." No, it doesn't say that. No, it says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance." Well, how does one obtain an inheritance? They do so by faith. They do so by, like I said Sunday morning, by the reading of the will. You know, if someone left you some money, you're going to want to be there for the reading of the will.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So welcome this evening to the reading of the will. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Now, this means we're not waiting for it someday. It's already given. It's already secured. It's already deposited. Say it with me. In Him I have. Amen. Now, I want to talk to you just for a few minutes tonight about the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a major part of your inheritance. The name of Jesus is a major part of your inheritance. Don't miss that. Over in Philippians, the second chapter, verses 9 through 11, it says, "Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name." One translation says, "given him the name." I like the name. How about you? We sing that song, "I know a name." We know a name. But you know what? We also have a name. We have a name. That's part of our inheritance. "Wherefore God has highly exalted him, given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus," verse 10, "that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth." Brother Hagin used to say it this way, of beings in heaven, of beings in earth, and beings under the earth. Every knee is going to bow to the mighty name of Jesus. That's good news, right? Now notice with me in verse 11. "And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." So let's say this together a couple times. Jesus
is Lord.
One more time. Jesus is Lord. So we see here then that heaven, earth, and hell recognize and they respond to that name. I'm going to say it again. Heaven, earth, and hell recognize and respond to that name.
Amen.
Cancer recognizes that name.
Amen.
And responds to that name.
Amen.
Arthritis,
yes,
recognizes that name.
Yes.
And it will respond to that name spoken by a faith-filled believer just like you.
Amen?
Amen? Glory to God. And so we see then that Jesus has given us the right to use his name. His name belongs to me. His name belongs to you. You are an heir to the name. I am an heir to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the present possession of the body of Christ. It belongs to you. Say with me,
I know a name,
and I have a name. Of course, we could look at scriptures in John 16, for example, verse 23, Jesus said, "Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, what will he do? He will give it to you." So the name in prayer is very important. You can get your prayers answered by simply going to the Father and asking in the name of Jesus, based on the covenant that you have, based on what the Word of God says belongs to you. And so we see that in John 16, 23. We can think about other scriptures about the name of Jesus. For example, over in Mark 16, his name. Everyone say his name. Mark chapter 16, Jesus said, "He that believeth in me and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned." But now notice these next verses. He said in verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." These signs shall accompany the believing ones. Amen. Brenda Thomas accompanied me to church tonight. We came in the same car. She accompanied me. In other words, she's right there with me. And I love the fact that she is. Amen? Well, Jesus said these signs shall follow the believing ones. The believing. You are a believing one.
Yes, I am.
And then he said, in my name, the believing ones shall cast out demons.
Yes. Amen.
Now, we don't go looking for demons, but sometimes demons go looking for you.
That's right.
And if demons go looking for you, you don't have to be afraid.
Right.
You don't have to back down or back off. You just rise up.
Right.
You stand up. And you declare, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. See, I have a name. I know a name. I'm acquainted with the author and the finisher of my faith. And I have faith in the mighty name that is above every name. So, Mr. Devil, whatever you're trying to do, I demand you, I command you to desist in your maneuvers. I put a stop on you now in the name of Jesus. It might be they're coming against a loved one. They might be coming against your soul, coming against your mind. You have the right. You have the privilege. You have the authority to take this mighty name and demand it to stop.
Amen.
You can demand strife to stop in your home. We can demand strife to stop in the local church. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
No.
We don't spend a lot of time on nitpicky little things. We just rise up and take the name.
Yeah.
And we demand the devil to assist in his maneuvers. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
So you can do that. Why? Because you have a name. We could say it this way. You have the name. Say this with me three times. I have the name.
I have the name.
I have the name.
I have the name.
Take the name of Jesus and bind the devil before you go to sleep.
Yes, come on.
So he can't bring those tormenting thoughts and those tormenting dreams to you. Take the name.
Amen.
Plead the blood of Jesus over your sleep. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I tell you what, the devil's afraid of that name. He knows what Jesus done did to him. He was there. When Jesus spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. And he was there when Lazarus was raised from the dead. He was there. And all he can do now when a believer rises up in the name of Jesus is run from you as in terror. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. I already preached myself happy. In my name. In my name. He wouldn't tell you this if he didn't give you the name. You have the name. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. I like to speak in tongues, don't you? You know, the Apostle Paul said, I thank God I speak with tongues more than y'all. I mean, more than, he must have been a southern believer or something. I'm thankful I speak in tongues more than y'all. Wow. He must have been doing a lot of praying in tongues because he was talking to the whole church at Corinth. So the Apostle Paul must have been praying in tongues during meals and in between meals. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than y'all. And then they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, what'll happen? It shall not hurt me. It shall not hurt me. Jesus said, I've given you authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing at any time or in any way or in any fashion will hurt you. These things will not hurt you if you're not afraid of them. These things cannot hurt you if you will rise up and take your authority in the name of Jesus. Hopefully you're getting encouraged tonight. They, this is the believing one. Say it with me, I'm a believing one. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Did you know God's got divine appointments for you? He has divine appointments for you for people that I may never see. That Pastor Tom may never see. Out there in the marketplace. You're just going your way. You're conscious of the greater one on the inside of you. You're conscious that you've been given the name above every name. We should always be ready to minister to people as the Holy Spirit leads us. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lord. I had a divine appointment last week in the hospital. It was wonderful. I went to see one of our parishioners. And we had a glorious time. I was in the hospital room and we're praying and speaking the word. You know, it was really wonderful because as I was speaking the word, the brother spoke the word right along with me. Amen. I mean, he knew the word. Yes. So he spoke the word and God filled up that hospital room. Yes. It was wonderful. And then, you know, it was time to go and so forth. So I walked out of the room and this other fellow comes up and says, "Hey, Pastor Mark, how are you doing?" The drummer, the Spanish brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Johannes, David,
Mark. Yeah. One of those guys. But wow, it was wonderful. He says, "Man," he said, "my mom is right here, laying here in the hospital bed." He said, "Would you pray for her?" "Yes, I will."
Yes.
Why? Because I have the name.
Yes, that's right.
And it's not because I'm a pastor.
No.
You have the name.
Amen.
We have the name.
Yes.
We all have the name.
Yes.
But it was a divine appointment. I didn't know that was going to happen when I woke up. But I walked into that hospital room and prayed for her. And she was out like a light. And the brother said to his mom, "Pastor Mark's here." She says, I know he's here. She'd been to church. So I believe God touched her. So I say that all to say this, God's got a divine appointment for you. So think on the name. Believe in the name. Speak the name. Amen. And you'll be ready. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We do so in the name.
Yes.
How many of you know that we are not the healer?
Yes.
He's the healer.
Yes.
But he will heal through you.
Yes.
He told us to go heal the sick.
Yes,
to cleanse the lepers. To raise the dead.
Yes.
He told us to do that.
Yes.
Well, I don't do it in the name of Marcos Tomas. I do it in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Glory to God. So using his name is stepping into his authority, not in our own strength, but in his strength. We have his name. I know a name. I have faith in his name. Now, here's what I wanted to get to. Turn with me to Acts chapter 3. Acts, the third chapter. Begin in verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. It must have been their custom. And a certain man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, and he was asking for alms, or asking for money. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, he said, "Look on us." So he looked on them. He got this man's attention. And now notice what he said. In verse 5, "And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive some money." Expecting to receive something of them. He had no idea that that would be the day that he would have to, he would stop asking for alms and he would be totally healed. He had no idea. But along came Peter and John. They knew they had something. They knew they had something. In the next verse it says, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have."
Glory.
Ooh, glory to God.
Yes.
Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as he had was more than enough. Such as you have is more than enough. Such as you have is more than enough for you. Such as you have is more than enough for your family. Such as we have corporately here at the church is enough for the whole Bay Area. Woo! Glory to God. We've been given the, I'm getting excited, the name. Such as I have. Such as I have. Notice Peter didn't say, oh no, I don't have any money. He wasn't thinking naturally. He was thinking spiritually. He said, silver and gold have I not, but I tell you what I do have. I got something more precious than silver and gold. Ooh, glory to God. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. I'm going to give to you. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nazareth, rise up and walk. Such as I have, give I thee. Oh, praise God. You see, he knew what he had. He was there with Jesus when Jesus walked the earth. He saw the miracles. He saw the raising of the dead. He saw the loaves multiplied. He saw the fishes multiplied. He was there. He was there when Jesus rose from the dead and said, boys, I'm going, but I'm not going to leave you like an orphan. I'm sending you the Holy Ghost. I'm sending you the Comforter, and I'm giving you my name.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And when you go, go in my name.
Yeah, go in my name.
He heard that. Mm-hmm. You know what they did when they heard that? They didn't just sit around and twiddle their thumbs and do nothing with it. They weren't like a lot of church people. Not talking about you. But a lot of church people just kind of twiddle their thumbs. Oh, that was a good sermon. What's next? That was a good revelation. Next. It's not time to go to the next until we do the now. Walk in the now. Walk in what you... Stop looking for something else and start walking in what you already have. Woo! Glory to God. I've got it. You've got him. He was there. You know what? They didn't just sit around.
That's right.
They went into all the world.
Yes, they did.
He said, these signs are in the company of believing ones. And at the end of Mark 16, it says, and they went forth everywhere.
Everywhere.
They went forth everywhere.
Yeah.
Preaching the word.
Yeah.
And God worked with them.
Yeah.
As sure as he worked with them, he will work with me.
Yes.
He will work with you.
Yes.
God went with them, confirming the word with signs following.
Signs following.
Glory to God.
Amen.
For signs to occur, we must go.
Yes. Amen.
We must go led by the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit. Into the world in which God has given us. Into the sphere of our influence. And as you're filled and loaded with the Holy Ghost, open your mouth and preach the good news. And he will confirm his word with signs following. Such as I have. This is what I got. I have the name. I'm not begging God. Glory to God. I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Believers are not beggars.
No.
Believers are overcomers.
Yes.
Jesus said in himself, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's different than prayer. When he said, if you ask anything in my name, he said, if you shall demand anything in my name, I'll back you up.
Amen.
Now, he's not talking about demanding it of him. He's talking about demanding the circumstances, the sickness, whatever it is, to cease and desist. Amen. That's exactly what that happened that day. Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up. And notice, next week, His feet and ankle bones received, no, immediately. I thank God for they shall recover, but I'm also believing God for some immediatelys. He's the God of the suddenlies, and He's the God of the immediatelys. Amen. Immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up, can't you just see him? He leaped up. He stood. He started walking. And he entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Praising God. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God. They were puzzled by what happened. They were wondering, how did this happen? You know what Peter said? In Acts 3:16, pull it up. We're almost done here. Acts 3:16. They were puzzled. They were kind of taken into question. You know, all I know is once I was lame, now I'm walking. Notice his response. And his name. Everyone say his name.
His name.
In other words, this name that I have.
Yeah.
And his name. Through faith in his name. You need to know you have the name, but you need to have faith in the name. Has made this man strong, which you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. He knew what he had. And faith in the name took a man that was weak and made him strong again. Glory to God. And God's no respecter of persons. Let this get down on the inside of you. I know that this is, don't let this be too simple for you. You're gonna run into situations possibly even this week. It needs to be in you, man and woman. It needs to be in you. That car comes near your car, in the name. He gives his angels charge over me. In the name. Hallelujah. In the name. I have a name. I have authority on 880 in the name of Jesus. Peter knew what he had. That's part of his inheritance, and that is part of your inheritance. He knew what he had. He used what he had, and he expected results. Peter did not ask God to heal the man. He used what God had given him. He didn't stop and pray, oh God, oh God, oh God. He was full of the power of God and faith in the name of Jesus. So would it be safe to say we need to know what we have? Then use what we have by your faith-filled words and your faith-filled actions.
Amen.
Stand up, everybody.
So good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord tonight. Let's take the name tonight, shall we? Let's just bind up anything that would try to come against us. Amen. Say it with me tonight. Jesus, you gave me authority to use your name. I know a name. I have a name. The name above every name. The name of my Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, devil, I serve you notice. I bind you. I demand your principalities. Your powers. You fall wicked spirits in heavenly places. I put my foot down. And I demand that you desist in your maneuvers against me, against my loved ones, against my church, in any way, fashion or form. Somebody shout in Jesus' name.